translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O Lord, as the peaks of the great mountains become beautiful when decorated with clouds, your transcendental body has become beautiful because of your lifting the earth on the edge of your tusks. Purport. The word Vibramah is significant. Vibramah means illusion as well as beauty. So beauty is illusory usually. When a cloud rests on the peak of the great mountain, it appears to be sustained by the mountain. And at the same time, it looks very beautiful. Similarly, the Lord has no need to sustain the earth on his tusks. But when he does so, the world becomes beautiful. Just as Lord becomes more beautiful because of his pure devotees on the earth. Although the Lord is transcendental personification of the Vedic hymns, he has become more beautiful because of his appearance to sustain the earth. O Lord, as the peaks of the great mountain become beautiful when decorated with clouds, your transcendental body has become beautiful because of your lifting the earth on the edge of your tusks. So short and sweet purports. There's no many points, luckily. I usually boggle my mind around and it's not my thing to do. Anyway, every day we listen class, every day. So yesterday, like Malini Mataji said, what we gonna take home, what we gonna learn. But every day you're learning something new, not just one point, so many. How much you can take it? I certainly cannot take anything. Or you know, how much you can squeeze in your mind. For me, purpose of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, coming for the classes, studying, is to come to the point of relishing. When you get attracted and you start to relish, you develop taste for it, and slowly you become addicted. That's the main goal of life. Just hearing, just discussing. I don't need to understand even these beautiful, amazing pastimes. And I always give analogy. You have to become like a gulab jamun. You have to be thrown into this nectar of discussion of the Lord and be totally saturated with it. Totally. That's the goal of life. And then you can be thrown in the ocean of that nectar juice, and then Lord will come to pick you up out of this world, like Baraha came. So that's a goal. Before that, what happens? First, you are dry. You have dry ingredients. You make gulab jamuns. You have flour. Somebody put milk powder, somebody milk, whatever. But you are dry in this material world. And then they take you, put some water in, and then knead you down, pressing you from all sides to shape something out of you. That's a material nature, how it shapes you. Presses you hard. And then what happens? They throw you in the wok on fire, and you get fried. You get fried. And you may easily burn also, which all of us, we burn a lot. But even if you are burned, if you are thrown into nectar juice, you can get soft. So that's a goal. Prior to our Krishna consciousness, we've been definitely fried and kneaded and kicked and dried. And somehow we came to this amazing discussion, which is ultimate goal of life. So that's a goal of life. Become gulab jamun. We totally saturated. When you come to that, it doesn't matter what's happening. So you have chance every day to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Just introduction. In this verse, it's kind of towards the end of it, is description of, two most unusual incarnations are really like that. Two brothers were cause of most unusual incarnation of the Lord to appear. First one was Hiranyaksha here, and then later in seventh canto Hiranyakashipu, that the Lord comes in such a kind of incredible form. It's just amazing. So it's interesting. In the verse before, on the beginning of this chapter, when Lord Brahma saw what appeared from his nostrils, he himself was totally amazed. He said that he never saw this form before. Lord created, Lord Brahma, who created all species in this life, all under his supervision, species were created. He didn't know what that was. That means boar was never seen in him before, such a form. So this proved that Krishna is origin of all species first. He has particular tasks to do, and he assumed such a task for particular purpose. And later on, ordinary jiva assume alike a resembling form because of his propensity to do certain things, like we know what boar is doing. But originally, Lord took in form of the boar, and we name it the boar. But he is transcendental, so he is original all species. Like Prabhupada said, Srimad Bhagavatam says, Krishna incarnates in all species, all forms. How many we know? We know the major 10 ones, which is described in Dashavatara Stotra. Where are other species? I remember there is one earlier lecture of Srila Prabhupada. There is one girl, probably she's devotee, I presume, one of the earliest, and she asking about incarnation of rabbit, Lord incarnation of a rabbit. Maybe you remember who listened. And I don't remember what Prabhupada replied, but devotees were laughing. What? But there are innumerable universes, and Lord appears in all the places in some form, so all forms are included, all we know, major ones, Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, and Shinga, and so forth. But he appears in all species of life. So, let's go on the verse here. Here, as I mentioned here, he is mentioned word Bhumandalena, that all acharyas, if you study, they agree that this was not just planet Earth, which is, anyway, mostly in Kali Yuga we know planet as Earth due to our own conditions. But it's described as a Bhumandala. Bhumandala is plane of middle planetary system. Bhuloka, or Bhumandala, is a plane in the middle planetary system, which is down is Bhuloka, up is Svargaloka. So entire Bhumandala was lifted by Lord Varaha. And also, this Bhumandala doesn't extend to all up to the edges of the universe, and then you can wonder how it can sink if it's right to the edges. No. Biggest portion of Bhumandala is just a vast water, or somebody say emptiness. So Bhumandala is floating in the middle of that. It's sustained by those four-directional elephants. So it's easy to sink down. And it's mentioned also in the beginning of this chapter, quote from the Vamana or something, or Purana. It's mentioned that Earth is thrown in the place down where all planets rest during the Kalpa, during the end of, after, on the end of the Brahma's day, there is partial devastation. So Bhumandala, Earth, is thrown there. Name Earth, you know, sometimes use Prithvi, sometimes Bhumandala, Bhumi, sometimes use Jambudvipa even. But Earth is many, many different. So in this case, it's Bhumandala. And if you've seen all the older sculptures or paintings, very ancient, you can see that boar is lifting something like a mountain. And then later ones, you will also see the globe. So this is not something to debate about, but acharyas agree that it was Bhumandala. And indeed, When demigods speak this poetic verse that earth is sustained on your tasks, like a mountain sustained on the peak of the mountains, you never see perfectly circular cloud. It's kind of that shape. And then Bhumandala is actually structured like a terraces, the Maharaj Priyavrata, originally Earth was one plane, with no those circular islands with oceans, and then was one land, which Maharaj Prithu flattened a little bit. He's mentioned fifth canto. Maharaj Prithu, he didn't like these mountains, but it was one land. And then later, when Maharaj is a Priyavrata, I have something, I think it's Priyavrata, yeah. So he took a chariot and he makes circle. And every 6 months is mentioned, he took bigger wheel and a heavier chariot. So he created this terrace form down and created those oceans which divide in subsequent land. And they gave this Bhumandala ring-shaped land to his son to rule over. And then they further divided every of this island in seven portions to give to his their descendants. So Bhumandala is terrace-shaped. In this way, it resembles like a kind of peak, like a mountains, like a cloud. So this is something else. We don't need to go into that. So we go here to Hiranyaksha, what he did. We heard all the stories, entire months we already, entire this last chapter speaking about Hiranyaksha. What Hiranya means? What mean Hiranya? It means the gold. And Aksha means eyes. That means his eyes are always on the wealth, on the gold. So he exploit wealth wherever he sees. So he exploited Mother Earth's resources, Prabhupada mentioned in purports, that he created imbalance in Earth, and she fell down in the ocean. So every imbalance we create, like nowadays, we mine in all kinds of resources, wealth from the Earth, and then many people are concerned. There's this anti-fracking movement, fracking is called, where they extract the oil, drilling the Mother Earth. They call fracking something, yeah. So it's imbalance, it's doomed to crash. Like in our body, any imbalance we have in our body, what happens? You're going to crash. Your digestion will go, you're not exercising properly, regularly. There's a balance. It's a Bhagavad Gita mentioned, perfect balance between exercise, between recreation. So it must be balance in our life to get so. But they're exploiting as much as possible. And now they're concerned. But nobody wants to. They try to find a way how to balance the air, to clear the climate, and at the same time not giving up the same, mad stampede of sense gratification. Nobody wants to give up that and hoping that you'll fix the thing. It's not going to happen until you just kind of go down to simple life more. So, I mentioned Lord Brahma did know him. So, beauty of the Lord is mentioned on the end of the purport. Beauty of the Lord. So, God bore, who can accept that? Would you accept that? It's an unusual thing, unless you are transcendental. So, most people object even human form. What to speak about these different animals, Varaha, Kurma, Hayagriva, But in one sense, Lord is also kind of risking himself to be ridiculed. Let me do it. It's because there are always those who will relish, who will accept. The same like when some heroic preacher goes to places, like in early days, they were just kind of looking for toughest place to go to please Srila Prabhupada, and go to somewhere like, I don't know, countries with Islamic regime or something, you know. Totally surrender is like, let me try. Anyway, let me try. Prabhupada said also, when he came to the New York, this is impossible. The way of these people living and their consciousness, I don't know, you know, but let me try. He said, Lord, if you want, you can make it. So it's kind of like a, you know, Krishna also comes in different forms for a particular task. And for hard, I mean, for it's hard to relate to such a form, even after hearing, we're hearing every day. So I don't know how you can you relate to that form? How you know, you can, I mean, we accept, like, but it shouldn't be naively, like, we accept, like, Bohr, different incarnation. But just think of it, like, you know, how you to see, how you see it, how you can transmit that conviction if it's there to others. You know, intellectuals, you know, how you do that? Like, can you think deeply of this form or other form, unusual form? You know, are you really totally convinced? Are you really, you know, just think of it. It breaks all your common sense to pieces, unless you are devotee. So, but here said it's transcendental form. So transcendental form. This is actually key word in this purport. Transcendental beauty. He's not ordinary boar. He's not ordinary. Like, take any other boar. Doesn't matter what he is. Like, have you ever seen beautiful boar? It's an ugly animal, definitely. I mean, doesn't have a lot of size. You can paint it. He's full, whatever. Paint his tusks. It can be like those white boar, wild, and very ferociously scary and ugly also. An old domestic white pig, which is ugly also. You know, you don't see, you can put paint, you can put earrings, gold, you can put crown on it. It's just ugly, you know, you don't see. Only kids are attracted, like so, some people have pets, like a pig, pet. I don't know if that works. Kids usually they love small piglets as a pet they get, but he's not nice animal. He's not, you know, pleasant to have. And then of course, you know, ordinary people, they don't care, you know, is it a pig or that, you know, they just slaughter, they eat it. It doesn't matter, you know. We speak about fish form, you know. It's not that they like fishes, that, you know, that just see as something which, you know, just kill it and eat it. So that's different, you know. So how, what we get out of it, that's a thing, like, what we get out of it. What you get out of it. What you think of this unusual form of the Lord. It's transcendental, you know, he's not limited by this body, he's not limited by any form he takes. All of us, all jivas are limited by the form he takes. He cannot do more than that, he just can't, any species. So our Lord can do anything, he's transcendental, he said this way of transcendental, he can do anything at any time. It's interesting that demigods, like, or devotees, soon as they see this something unusual, immediately what they think, is that Lord? It's like, you know, they don't ask something else, like, is that Supreme Personality of Godhead? Immediately they ask, who was that? Must be, like, soon as he came as from the nostril of Brahma, first thing is, what is that? Is that incarnation of Supreme? as a devotee, immediately relate anything unusually to the Lord. And even if it's difficulty, he said, if you, what he said, if you accept that everything is in control of the Lord, then everything becomes good. You have experienced that. You know, if you just relate to the Lord, everything becomes good. You don't need to think much. So that's it. When its world is perturbed, and you relate to the Lord, everything becomes good. And the Lord, in the end, comes to rescue. This is short purport, my short notes. I welcome you to say something about this verse. I didn't have much time to prepare also, but there's not much to prepare. That's all. Om Tat Sat. So anyway, there's 20 minutes before breakfast. Hopefully they have gulab jamuns. Hare Krishna. I heard a lecture recently, and they said that when you do service for others, sacrifice for others, you become more beautiful. That's one aspect. So Lord came to from the breakfast of demigods to mitigate their lamentation, fear, due to atrocity of these two demons. You just put aside, can you imagine how difficult was done there? Now we can, you know, think sometime, oh, like Middle Age and Europe was so difficult, you know, they were so oppressed and harassed. But these are insignificant small demons that Lord didn't need to come for that. But can you imagine, like Hiranyakashipu terrorized entire universe, Hiranaksha, was so difficult, so oppressed. All demigods were there like a cushion for the feet of Hiranyakashipu. How difficult was that time? Even Kamsa in Krishna's time, killing all Brahmanas, killing all the cows. You know how difficult it is that if you just envision that you living in that time of terror, absolute terror with no hope for a long time. Whoa. But then, you know, demigods request the Lord to come. He came finally to save them. So the Lord becomes more beautiful. And meditate on that. When he leaves the earth, becomes more beautiful. I guess like one of the extra decorations which makes more beautiful Lord. He doesn't say, oh, earth becomes more beautiful when you lift it up. But he said, you become more beautiful. What? God says, you become more beautiful because the creation, and then mentioned this, like a cloud. But you become so beautiful with this decoration. Yeah, Ananta? Yeah, I mean, through the scriptures, you can see that devotional service, selfless devotional service, makes the devotee more beautiful. Why is beautiful? There is no pride. If you don't serve others, what is that? You retaining pride, you retaining your false prestige. It's all these bad qualities which cannot make you beautiful. Like you can, even physically, it will deform you. You know, but selfless service, humility. That's something which makes devotees glow. Yeah. Any other thoughts? Somebody else? Ladies, sorry. Any? Something to share? Anyway, we have 15 minutes, so let's end up here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shrila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur